Better Farming, produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're going to talk about contacting loggers for salvage operations. Hello, I'm Tim Allison, and welcome to Better Farming. Today we're talking with John Aul, an extension forester with the Mississippi State University Extension Service. John, why don't we just cover some base ground here. Just how much timber is damaged after these hurricanes?
For one thing, nobody really knows, but we do have some pretty good estimates out there right now. And one of the Forest Service estimates is that a total for the three states affected by Katrina, Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana, is somewhere in the neighborhood of 19 billion board feet. Most of this is in pine. 60% of that's going to be pine. 40% is going to be hardwood. Now, for Mississippi alone, there's estimates of up to 2 to 3 years' worth of our typical annual harvest that's damaged or down right now.
Okay, that's quite a bit of wood that's down on the ground and everything. There's a lot of problems that's causing and everything, one of which is just actually finding a logger to come in and help with your cleanup operation and help salvaging some of your financial asset that's laying on the ground there.
That's right. And one of the reasons it's so difficult to find loggers is because so many of them are working right now. I mean, there's a huge effort to try and get this timber salvaged. And one of the reasons you might not be able to find one as easily as you found one in the past is that they're already busy.
Okay. So why don't we just start from scratch here? So how would a landowner get in touch with a logger?
Well, there are a couple of ways to get that done. And we've tried to make that easier for you through the Extension Service and through the Department of Forestry is through a website we have and also a toll-free number. The website is www.wssg.cfr.mssstate.edu, and you just follow the hurricane salvage links on there, and it gives you an area on there to search for loggers that are interested in working in your area.
Okay, how does a logger register to get on this website?
The same way. He can get on the website, or he can call a toll-free number, and that number is 1-866-706-8869, and there's a questionnaire on there for the logger to fill out. It'll ask his contact information, where he's willing to work, what kind of salvage work does he do, track sizes that he's willing to work in, counties he's willing to work in, his insurance levels, which is very important.
And landowners will have access to this database as well.
That's why we started this, so they can get in there and they can search. And they can also post their own information. In a little while, when we get that fixed, they can post their own information saying that I'm looking for a logger.
Okay, now when a landowner is looking for a logger, just what exactly should he be looking for?
Mainly, his reputation should be a good one, and you'll be able to tell that a lot of instances, but mainly insurance. I would look for good liability coverage and especially workers' compensation insurance. And all this information will be available on the website.
Okay, now, how is salvaging logging different from regular logging?
Well, it's the nature of the operation, really. It'll take longer to salvage a track than it would to harvest it normally. Just because everything's blown down, it's harder to get in there, it's harder to get it out. It's more dangerous, obviously, than regular harvesting because of the same reasons. Everything's blown down, it's harder for them to get in there. Another thing is that it can cost up to 3 times as much as it normally would for a logger to do it. His production's going to be down, his costs are going to go up. It's going to be slow work for him, slow and dangerous. In some cases, it can cost him up to 3 times, like I said. So if it did cost you $15 a ton before to harvest it, it can cost as much as $45 a ton now. And there are other problems with the timber as well. The way the storm works is it blows it down or it twists it, and that fractures the wood. And so if it was saw timber before, it may only be good for pulpwood now. We're having other problems with blue stain. Blue stain will drop the value of it. That's a fungus that gets into down wood after it's fallen.
John, one point the landowners really need to realize is this salvage harvested timber is not going to net them near as much money as a normal harvest would.
No, it won't. There's a couple of reasons for that. And the first one is that prior to this storm, there's all the yards were already full. And so there's a glut of wood on the market now. But more importantly is the damage to the wood itself, as I mentioned before. I mean, it's not going to be high-quality saw timber anymore. You might be able to get some out of it, but more than likely, with the internal damage to the wood, it's going to be worth less than it was before the storm hit.
Okay, so harvesting costs are up, the quality of the wood is down, and the market is down right now.
Right.
So if you have just happen to have a good stand of trees left, what should you be doing?
If your stand is in good shape, keep it. Don't harvest this year as planned. I mean, only if you have a real salvage problem do you want to salvage that timber. My number one recommendation would be patience. I mean, markets are opening up. We can open up some more. They're opening up wood yards. And there's really a 6 to 9 month window for these salvage operations. If one person doesn't want to buy your timber, try somebody else.
Okay.
If you need to salvage it, keep trying.
Okay. That's John Aul, an extension forester with the Mississippi State University Extension Service. I'm Tim Allison. This has been Better Farming. Have a nice day.
Better Farming is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.